You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View. With your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Happy Monday. Yes, I'm live right now, and it's National Psychic Week this week. August 7th, August 11th, National Psychic Week. We get a week. Seriously. Very cool. So thank you all for paying attention to the fact that I am broadcasting the program today on Monday instead of on Sunday. And if you all hang in there, looks like I'm going to be able to get to most of your calls today, so don't go anywhere. And I am going to take the calls in order that they came in. So I'm going to go first, area code 650. Hello, 650. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Miranda, and happy Psychics Week.
So what's your question for me?
Yes, so I would love to know whatever you see regarding my love life.
Let's see. So one of the things that I have found is the best way for people to really connect on that level is, first of all, they have to decide what they want. And here's the thing. You want somebody, first and foremost, that's smart enough for you. I mean, I'm seeing it right here. That you're not the guy that's going to, you're not the gal that's going to be with a guy that sits around with his hand down his pants watching sports. That's just not you, okay? So what I'm seeing, what I'm seeing here, though, is a man that he is surprised that you're interested in him because he doesn't think that he's attractive or that he's that smart or whatever it is. So I'm thinking you may meet this man through some sort of class that you take. Now, are you already with a man like that?
Already with someone. I was just wondering what you see regarding that relationship.
Well, because what I'm getting is that, first of all, if you want this man, the best way to have this man is to first be his best friend. I see this man in your cards that would be, it's weird. He feels surprised or almost not worthy of you to be in a relationship with him.
He's a pretty confident guy.
Okay, but what it's saying is you have this these two cards, you being serious about your own happiness, him being somebody that wants to have someone in his life that helps focus his life, which is part of the reason he's attracted to you. However, there's a part of him that doesn't give himself permission to really sort of give over himself emotionally until he's confident that the person is going to be there. So if you guys have been dating a while, it's going to be just time that secures that relationship. So, but I don't see a temptation by any other person for either one of you. It's just deep down, this is a guy that feels like he kind of doesn't deserve to have that one-on-one relationship.
That really surprises me. No, we have a great relationship, and we were just looking to see what the card said.
You guys are great for each other. It's just going to take time for it to feel like it goes over that line in some way, that it goes to that next level. That's just time. And what I'm seeing is you guys are great together. It's just you got to give it time to let it be together. That's the only way I can explain it, because the way your cards are coming up is the more experiences you have with him, the more future driven the relationship becomes. So like I like to explain it this way. So here's you, one side of a train track. Here's him, the other side of the train track, okay? And that there's a certain amount of space between the two of you, and it's meant to be that way because you've got the ties that keep the railroad tracks at a certain distance. And as long as there's a distance between these two rails, then the train can go. So what it's saying is two individual, amazing people going in the same direction, and that the ties in the past behind you are the ties of your experiences together. The ties that are ahead of you are the experiences that you will do together. But there always needs to be a certain amount of space in the relationship for it to move forward. So I'm just telling you, you're going in the right direction here. What's going to make this a rest of the life relationship is the experiences you have together and time.
Do you know how much time?
Well, it's saying that you can have this man in your life for the rest of your life, but if you're concentrating on the M word, if you're concentrating on the goal of marriage, that pushes, it's like it pushes the relationship away in some weird way, because he views marriage as a trap or confining in some way. So if you never bring it up and that you look at it like, I'm going to be with this man no matter what, then that's how the relationship stays smoothly moving forward. But when you ask me timing, oh, when's he going to propose? This is saying he actually likes the relationship exactly the way it is, without the ring and the date. So if you take the goal of marriage off your mind, out of your vibration, he'll probably propose.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I see, when I told you there's a part of him, because here's the cards exactly. You being serious about your happiness, him and you, you have his undivided attention. You have him, all right? But then there's
right.
a card ahead of you that says, it's a card that literally talks about afraid of being trapped. That's the card, and that's next to him, okay? Then there's the card that says, if you ignore that subject and just concentrate on the relationship and then be open to receive what he will offer you, which could be a marriage proposal as soon as you stop concentrating on it. So here's the thing. Make the goal the relationship. Don't make the goal marriage.
Right, right, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm telling you, there's no other person that he is as interested in as you.
I believe
and,
that, yeah.
And what you want to do is keep creating experiences together that he starts looking at all experiences as though they represent you, which is why I tell ladies that when they're dating somebody that just seems to be a little squirrely about commitment, just keep creating experiences together. Because then all the experiences, normal and new, are associated with you.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And once that feels like it's part of his life, then the natural talk about the future happens. But you can't bring it up. It would be like I'll tell you, the best way to get affection from a cat is to ignore the cat. Right? So what I want you to do is ignore the subject of marriage unless he brings it up. Seriously, because he's really squirrely about that, and there's a reason why he hasn't had as serious a relationship with anyone as he has with you. Okay? So I trust me on this one. Do not bring the subject up. Do not even hint toward it. I mean,
right.
I would say 6 months from now, cut out a beautiful ring that you'd like someday, that you'd like him to buy for you, and put it on the refrigerator with a magnet. And when he asks about it, say, oh, well, I just think that's a beautiful ring. I'd like to have that someday.
Got
you
it.
See? But
yeah.
But really, I'm going to tell you a personal story, just one thing, okay? Yeah. And then I'm going to go to my next caller.
Sure.
When I was dating the man that I'm married to, we'd been dating almost 2 years. And I'm like, he's not talking about the future. He's not talking about, you know. Blah, blah, blah. And I started getting all wacky in my head. And then I said to myself, you know what? I'll wait till 2 years. And I didn't know what I was going to say. But I said, I'm going to wait till 2 years. I'm just going to enjoy this guy.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, he proposed.
Wow.
And it's because I took off the squirrely vibration of anything to do with marriage or the future. And I said, I'll deal with it later. It's exactly what I said to myself. I'll just deal with it later because I really enjoyed this man. Well, we're going to be celebrating 25 years of marriage soon.
Oh, lovely. How beautiful.
So I'm telling you, just back off on the M word. And as soon as you do, he's going to feel the shift in your energy, that it is more about being with you and experiencing things with you. That's what's going to make the difference.
All right,
gal
Thank
pal.
You
Thanks
so much.
For the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 817 area code. Hello, 817. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question?
My question is if you knew or if you felt like a good career direction for me.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Well, oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question because it's going right along with your career direction. And you have amazing cards here. So I'm going to ask you, what do you love?
I like helping people.
Okay. Okay. What your cards are saying is that if you could choose a career that had to do with helping people, what career is attractive to you?
Yeah, I'm not really sure right now.
Okay. Well, because I could say nursing, well, that helps people. I could say working with the elderly, that helps people. I could actually almost any customer service role in any company helps people. Let me tell you this. You have a card here that talks about you stepping into something like an internship in a career you've never done before where you don't really care so much what it pays. You want to learn about that industry, okay? Then you have the most successful card in the entire deck in your reading, which in traditional tarot is called the World. And it's about you getting into what's most important with people. So you could go into psychology. You could go into nursing. There's so many things you could do that actually help people, right? Then you have a card that talks about your five-year plan. So it says that it will take you 5 years to get to exactly where you want to be once you decide the career that you would love. And if you love helping people, you decide in what area you want to do that and that you spend the next 5 years honing that skill or learning that skill so you, in your own personal way, are the best at it. See, what's interesting, Jennifer, I don't see you shortcutting here. This is not where you go, well, I want to do this and I want to make $1 million a year doing it. It's not a shortcut. It is you pragmatically deciding, okay, in 5 years, this is where I want to be. What do I have to do over the next 5 years to get there? What's interesting is that when you decide, the doors start flying wide open for you. So what line of work have you done up until now?
I've been in the insurance industry.
So here's the thing. Let's say you decided that you wanted to take your background in insurance because you kind of know how that works. And let's say you decided you want to get hired as a benefits manager in a large organization in human resources. So now you've got a job that pays you pretty well, Monday through Friday, weekends off, right? But you're helping people understand how insurance works. or how insurance works with that specific company. And maybe you
train people. I don't want to do insurance anymore.
Well, I know that, but what I'm saying is that if you were looking for a job right now that springboards from what you already know, you could actually shift into human resources and be a benefits manager for a company based on the fact that you already know how to explain insurance to people. You see?
Right.
But what it's saying here is that you have to decide what it is you want to do next. And if it is about loving people and loving and helping people, then you find a job that takes your experience now and morphs it into a new direction. And you getting into human resources is probably one of the best ways to help people. If you want to take it to a step further, once you get in human resources, maybe then you go into recruiting. Well, now you're helping people find jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? So,
but
it builds on what you already know. And when you build on what you already know, you're worth more. Instead of dramatically changing careers, though I still think you'd be awesome as a nurse or a psychologist.
Right.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. See ya.
You too.
Bye. All right, you guys will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 770. Hello, 770. Who's this?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. What's your first name?
Samicia.
Samicia, what's your question?
My question is actually about, I've been wanting to really go back to school and do a career change. I want to kind of get in healthcare. I currently have a healthcare management bachelor's, but I want to go back for nursing. But I want to see if you actually seen that. And it's just really been like something that's been helping me. I guess financially, do you see me getting the assistance to actually go back and try to finish the nursing portion of my degree?
Well, here's what I see, is I see that you get very smart with your career. So you're doing healthcare management now in some way?
No, I'm not. I got my bachelor's about a year and a half, maybe a little bit over a year and a half ago. But no, I'm still currently in law enforcement, and I really just, I'm not happy there.
Well, I have a question. What is a current benefit where you are right now, tuition reimbursement?
Not unless you're in that field, and that wouldn't be, I currently work for the police department with the school
right.
division.
Right.
That wouldn't, no, they won't do it unless it's something that benefits them, and my career wouldn't.
I'm just wondering that if you're, before we just up and quit this job, even though we hate this job, you might want to ask human resources if you were to go back to school for a nursing degree, which actually would benefit your role as a police officer, or police, anyone in law enforcement, would they cover that as tuition reimbursement? And if they say no, say, well, what classes do you cover? What
I did
would you
kind of ask them, and they said that they really didn't unless it was something that, because like I said, currently I work for the police department, but I actually used to work for the major police department, and we
yeah.
just split and went to the school division, so we're totally like the officers inside the school, but I work in the office standpoint from there, mm. but they're like, unless
okay.
it's something that's benefiting them, no, and they're kind of like new out because we've only been, actually, we only separated like a year ago. So we're still like, everything is pretty new. So the funding, no, so they really aren't offering anything.
Okay. So here's what I'm seeing is that you may decide to take the knowledge you already know and the fact you already have a bachelor's degree. And I would, if I were you, start applying at hospitals.
Okay.
I would literally start looking for jobs at hospitals. And if the pay is comparable to what you're making now, I know in my heart of hearts that if you get hired at a hospital, they will have tuition reimbursement, and you could go to school to finish your nursing degree and have probably half of that money reimbursed to you. So here's what I would do is, here's the thing. You're already employed. So someone that already has a job is usually worth 10, at least the same amount, but usually 10 to 15% more when they find
mm-hmm.
another job. So you don't bring up the idea that you do necessarily want to go back to school for nursing, but you do find out in the benefits if tuition reimbursement is part of the benefits. And you go in there and say, look, my degree is in healthcare. You know, my degree is in healthcare, you know, management. And
mm-hmm.
I would love to actually be doing what I signed up for with my degree. And what will happen is that they'll look at what you're doing now, the fact that you had to go through a criminal background investigation to have the job you have now, and you're going to be a very likely candidate. But that would be my suggestion, is to look at the major hospitals around you and start looking online for the jobs they have open. And there could be, you know, healthcare paperwork, you know, people. There could be case management people. I don't care what the job is, you just get
mm-hmm.
any job. And then you have the ability to have the tuition reimbursement as one of your benefits, and you go back and you finish your degree in nursing, which, by the way, is what I think you should be doing.
Yeah, it's actually what I want to be doing. I was just kind of like nervous, like, would I even, because I don't have the experience in the healthcare field background. I've been kind of a little bit nervous about even applying because I just don't, the times that I have for different positions, and it's been a while ago, before I actually graduate from school,
right.
I wasn't really getting a response because I didn't have the background. So it was kind of I was a little bit deterred.
See, if you lived in Las Vegas, I would refer you to someone that does medical billing so that you can learn how to do medical billing in a real-world environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be something that you look for if you can't find something in a hospital, is you look for a medical
okay.
billing company. Because once you
okay.
know medical billing, then you get very attractive to people.
Okay.
Because it's complex, it's a big pain in the watusie, but once you know it, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so
okay.
So I'm thinking that, but what makes you attractive now is that you're working. And even though you're working for the police department, it doesn't matter where you're working, because you can say, well, I'm very good at detail, and these are the things that I handle, you know.
Right.
And it's not that you go from where you are now to working security in a hospital. It's where you
right.
go now to a job that looks like you can do it online. So when you search the jobs that are open from the hospitals, you apply for the job that you already know you can do.
Okay.
You see, it could be case management for patients, which would be awesome for you, by the way, because you're really good with people.
Okay.
You see? But it's saying that if you really get your butt in gear and start looking in the next month, you get the new job. So there's probably at least three major hospitals around you. So you look up the hospitals, and you look and see what they have online. And any job that would pay you, I don't even care what the title is, any job that would pay you comparable or a little more than what you're making now, that's the job I want you to go for. Because, again, when people meet you, they like you.
Okay.
And that's going to be 90% of how you get the job.
Okay.
Now, the other thing, here's you being a little more proactive, is after you apply online for the job, you wait about 3 days, and you go to the front desk of the hospital, and you ask where Human Resources is. And the people will direct you to Human Resources. And you bring 2 or 3 dozen donuts.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
And you take it to Human Resources and you say, "Hi, I wanted to stop by and introduce myself. I'm bringing you some donuts from Krispy Kreme or Winchell's or Dunkin' Donuts or wherever. And I just I wanted to see what your facility was like because I've never visited here. And I just wanted to let you know I applied online." And then you have another copy of your resume in an envelope on tape the top box of the donuts.
Okay. Oh, okay, great idea.
And then they'll go, "Oh, this really nice lady dropped by these donuts. And, oh, by the way, she applied online for whatever job this was, and we should talk with her." You see? Because, again, when people meet you, they like you.
Right. That's a great idea.
All right,
idea.
My friend.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, see ya. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from Fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this? Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this? Well, I can't hear you. Or can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'll try you again in a minute. All right, I'm going to go to area code 561. All right, hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Are you able to pick up situations having to do with, like, soul contracts and past lives, if I asked a question related to that?
Well, yeah, actually I can. So tell me your question.
Okay, cool. All right, so I have a really strange relationship with this guy named Joe, and I notice how we keep disconnecting, but lately I feel like I've reached out to him again. Like, there's something, I don't know what's going on, that I feel like I just to sort of be a friend to him on a regular basis, even though he's, like, not really nice sometimes and this and that. So.
Okay. So you want to know my past life karmic connection for you and this man, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my past life karmic connection for this man and you is he did something absolutely awful to you in a past life. And he is embarrassed at a soul level to be connected with you because you're still showing him kindness and he doesn't deserve it.
Right, I know, yes. I know, that it doesn't make logical sense.
Okay, but that's why he's kind of mean to you. Think of an injured animal on let's say there's an animal that's injured on the side of the road. That animal, even though you're trying to help them, will snap at you.
Right.
Because they're afraid that you're going to hurt them more. And see, what I'm seeing with this relationship is that you guys were karmically connected in a past life. He did something absolutely awful to hurt you. He comes into this lifetime and he cannot fathom why you would be kind to him because there's a weird guilt connected anciently with the two of you because he did something to hurt you. And so what I'm seeing here is that you need to be wise enough to let this one alone. You can't be his friend. Now, I'm telling you that for a reason because there's another man that's trying to come into your life. And as long as you keep room in your heart for this man that's actually not very nice to you, you won't open your heart to the man that I actually really see you're supposed to be with.
Right, I feel that too, yes.
So here's the thing. Do not contact wacko guy, and I mean that in a gentle way, but do not contact wacko. Yeah, do not call wacko guy again and say, my psychic says I need to kind of put you in the past. What I want you to do instead is I want you to take out a sheet of paper. I want you to write him a letter releasing him from any obligation or karmic connection in this lifetime. And say, I care about you enough to let you go. You're not ready for our relationship. It'll probably be in another lifetime that the relationship actually goes to that healing level with him. But right now, he doesn't know how to handle it. And
okay.
And the closing sentence on this letter, which, by the way, you're not mailing to him. I'm going to tell you what to do with it in a minute. The closing sentence on this letter is, I release this karmic relationship to divine timing. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you burn it. Now, any emotions that you're feeling that you want to put in the letter, go ahead and do it. But I'm telling you, this man is not supposed to be someone that you distract yourself with in this lifetime, because it's not this lifetime that this is supposed to happen. You're supposed to see it. You're supposed to recognize it. You're supposed to feel it, but you're not supposed to solve it.
Okay.
The other man coming into your life looks like a soul partner in this lifetime, somebody that you can actually really enjoy this lifetime with. And it feels like you have run across your absolute best friend on the planet. But what I don't like about Mr. Wacky is Mr. Wacky keeps making you think that you need to change yourself or you need to accommodate him more to get his attention, and that's not the right relationship.
So even though it's going against my intuition of like, hey, reach out to him again, see how he's doing, just ignore my intuition, that's sort of where I'm conflicted.
Okay, here's the thing. Your intuition, here's the difference between intuition and desire, okay? Intuition says, okay, I really have this overwhelming urge to connect with him, and I should make the effort. That's what your intuition's telling you. But I actually think that that's desire.
Okay.
So if it really was intuitive, you would say, wow, you know, I'm thinking about him today. I wonder if he'll connect. Desire is, I really miss him, and there's something about him that I need, and I really want to reach out to him. That's desire.
Okay.
So here's the thing: is your intuition keeps having him pop in your mind, because I'm almost wondering, what is it about his personality that is a lesson for you in this lifetime? It's very hard to hug a porcupine. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And he's a porcupine. On rare occasions when the quills are down, you can get a little squeeze in there. But he's a porcupine. Mr. Wacky's a porcupine. And what is it about you that doesn't think that you deserve to be loved back?
Right.
Your big lesson and karmic lesson right now with that man is it's not this lifetime. You were supposed to recognize each other in this lifetime, but you're not supposed to be with him in this lifetime. And as soon as you really release it, then you see this other man come into your life that's actually the wonderful, loving relationship you deserve.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate
it.
That was great. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Marinette.
Hi, Marinette. What's your question?
My question is, it's kind of similar to the last caller, but it's not. I was married for 17 years, childhood sweetheart. I got divorced. We have a son in common, and I believe it was a karmic relationship. But anyway, I got divorced, and he asked me for an annulment. So not too long ago, because he got remarried and they wanted to be closer in the religion.
Catholic church wedding. Right, got it.
Yeah. Right. So to me, God is everywhere. It doesn't matter. I didn't want to give it to him, but I was forced to give it to him through the church because they acknowledged it anyway. So anyway, so to me, karmically, it doesn't exist because it's not on paper and it's not in the church in my head, okay? But anyway, now I have done work with Archangel Michael covering the, you know, the cutting the cords and releasing him and forgiving him and myself and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I speak to him amicably because we have a son in common. I don't call
him. Right.
Up
how old is, by the way, I'm sorry, I feel the need to address this real quick. How old is your son?
30.
Okay, so here's the thing. What I'm getting is that, and this is going to, this is a weird out of the blue thing that I'm getting with you. I think your son is going to be responsible for you meeting the next relationship.
You mean introducing me to someone?
Yeah. I think something you do with your son that introduces you to the next relationship. It could be somebody he works with who happens to be a widower. That he gets to like him. And, oh, you know what? I should have you meet my mom. There's something about him that's going to introduce you to your next rest of your life relationship. So here's the thing. There's a lot of pain connected with the fact that your husband went for an annulment and now basically, you know, according to church records, it doesn't exist. But according to spirit records, it absolutely does. Because you wouldn't have this son if that spiritual marriage with your husband hadn't happened.
True.
So here's the thing, is that we don't need to actually look at organized religion as the marker for significant relationships in our life.
I agree because as a spiritual being, I acknowledge God and everything around me,
right.
In me and around
exactly.
me. So,
right.
But I said, if this is what he needs for him to be closer to God, who am I to stop him?
Well, and here's the word that bothered me when you were describing what was going on is that you were forced with the annulment. No,
yeah.
No, that's not how I'm going to look at it. I'm going to look at it this way. It may have been made without your actual permission, but I actually think that was the universe taking charge of it.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, so, but the that word forced kind of bothered me a little bit. Because
you're
what
right.
I'm seeing here is I'm actually seeing that you decide to get more involved with what's important to you in your heart, in your community. So it's either you doing this with your son, and you ask your son to do it with you, because maybe the first couple times you don't want to go by yourself. So whether it's animal rescue or working with the seniors or maybe it's a spay-neuter clinic that they do once a month at some place, and you say, hey, will you go with me because I don't want to go by myself the first time? And then you get to know the people. And then because of your son working with you in this and you feel more like yourself and more comfortable, you end up meeting this new man because there's a new man here. And as soon as you stop dwelling about the fact that you're not with your husband anymore, as soon as you really let that go, and when you find yourself thinking about it, what I want you to do is do this. Lord, please guide me to the life you want me to have. Or even say Spirit, please guide me to the life you want me to have.
See, but the thing is that it's coming. Like I said, I thought I released it, but it's coming out in my dreams. You know, not all the time, but I'm still getting dreams with him. And I'm like, why? Because I'm very intuitive.
Okay, but here's the thing, if you're having dreams with him, then I would suggest you get a book on lucid dreaming, L-U-C-I-D, lucid dreaming. That's where you find yourself aware in your dreaming state, and you can guide the dream. Because what I'm getting with you is I actually see that you create a space for you and your husband to have a closure dialogue with each other.
Oh, good.
So what happens is that, and then it also allows you to focus your own intuitive gift. So look online or go to the library and get a book or two on lucid dreaming to teach yourself how to become aware in your dreaming state. And you can call anyone, past or present, into your life, into that dream, and have a dialogue with them.
I'm aware of that because I do a lot of dream interpretation. That's what I'm saying. I'm very intuitive, and
right.
I mean, I see, hear, feel, taste everything in my dreams.
Well, and again, I actually think that the whole reason that he mm-hmm. is coming to you in your dreams is for you to hone your intuitive gift to get to the point where you could actually dream about and create things.
Okay.
I'm serious. So
okay.
I see a new man coming into your life, but I also see true closure with a dialogue spiritually with your ex-husband.
Good.
So, but I see you disciplining yourself in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. But my son is in another state. My son lives in another state, so
doesn't matter.
Okay.
It could be that when I say your son helps you, it could be that after you have closure with your husband, you call your son in to one of your lucid dreams.
Okay.
And you ask him, son, help guide me to the man I'm supposed to be with. See, what I'm getting is over the next year and a half, a huge enthusiasm for you with life, and that you start participating in things you normally wouldn't participate in. Like, you might learn how to play frickin' bridge and start going with a ladies' group once a week and play bridge just to get you out of your usual circle of people and into a new circle of people where it feels like you're being appreciated in a whole different group and a whole different environment. I'm just saying, but it all starts with you, with this lucid dreaming.
Okay.
So I'm going to be really curious, Marionette, how you end up doing that.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank
you
so
later.
Much. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. See ya. Bye. All right. Got somebody. Let's see if we can get that 702 back on the air. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello?
702. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Syra.
Hi, Syra. What's your question?
My question is, I wanted to see if my ex-husband returns into the picture. We have two kids together, and he went MIA about a year ago. It was a very toxic relationship. So this year that he's been away, it's been really good, but at the same time, my nerves are on edge because I never know when he's going to pop back up.
Well, I see two men in your cards. I see your ex, who is very high maintenance, and I see another man, dark hair and dark eyes, who just thinks that you've hung the stars and the moon.
Currently?
Now, there are two men, so I don't know. I don't know that you've met the second man yet, but the
mm-hmm.
second man is my vote. Because what I'm getting about your first man is that there's the right way, the wrong way, and his way of doing things. And his
mm-hmm.
way of doing things is not very loving and open.
Yeah.
That I get long periods of the silent treatment from him, even when he's with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, that's not a healthy relationship for you or your kids. Because do you want your kids to be shown on a constant basis a guy that is not quite mature enough to actually take the responsibility of being a dad and teaching his kids how to be responsible adults? Because your ex is not a responsible adult.
No, he's not. And last thing I heard was that he was in rehab. And, I mean, if he stays away from me and my kids, I would be super happy, but it's that constant fear of him trying to get back into the picture, taking my girls again. I don't know if he's ever going to pop back up.
Here's the thing, is that one of the things that I would do is just for your own peace of mind is, now, you got a 702 area code. Do you live in Vegas?
Yes.
Okay. There's a couple organizations that I'm going to refer you to as a resource. Mm-hmm. You don't have to call them today, but you can just know that they're available. The first is Help of Southern Nevada. They help women and children going through difficult times with a variety of different services. And they're a company, they're an organization, a nonprofit that I volunteer for 4 or 5 times a year and raise money for them. That's the first mm-hmm. organization I'm going to tell you about. The second organization is Shade Tree, which mm-hmm. is, they specialize in women that have had experience in toxic relationships with domestic violence, whether that's mental, physical, or both, right?
Okay.
And also Safe Nest. So Shade Tree and Safe Nest both do that. But I would start with Help of Southern Nevada, because mm-hmm. one of the things you might want to do, now you are officially divorced from your husband, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because one of the things that I'd love to see you do is find a way for you and your girls to volunteer with Help of Southern Nevada, and then you end up creating a relationship with the people that work there. So mm-hmm. when you do need something, you can say, you know, hey, you know, my ex just popped up, and I just don't know how to deal with that. All right? But you also mm-hmm. want to know the resources of Shade Tree and Safe Nest. But let me talk about this other new man that I'm seeing. Dark hair, dark eyes, kind of a big guy, but he's like a big teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about this guy that is just, there's a sparkle in his eye. There's something very warm and loving about him. And what I'm seeing is that's the man you're supposed to be with.
Okay.
That's the man. And the reason I love this guy so much is that he's gonna think your girls are just awesome. He's going to think you are amazing, and he's man enough to stand up to your ex should your ex rear his ugly head.
Okay.
But I do not see reconciliation with you and your ex, because
no.
here's how I want you to look at this. Your ex was the sperm donor for your two amazing girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have them. But that's yeah. really, I think if we went back to before you guys even came in this lifetime, what he signed up for was to basically give you those girls. But he
Got
did
it.
Not sign up because he doesn't have the maturity to be their father. And by the way, I will tell you that your ex-husband is incredibly smart.
Yes.
But he was lazy. This
Super.
Is a guy that could have, yeah, he could have been an attorney, he could have been a surgeon, he could have been anything. And he decided to take the shortcutter route, and that
mm-hmm.
was escaping from the real responsibility of this world. But I'm telling you, the smarts, the DNA that he gave as a gift to your girls, the biggest
mm-hmm.
thing that you can give your girls is discipline. The other biggest thing you can give your girls is not tolerating a man that doesn't treat you well.
Got it.
Okay, because if you don't do it for you, do it for the girls. But I'm saying there's a guy here, dark hair, dark eyes, that's the guy. And the neat thing about it is that there will be, there's a squish ball quality to this guy. He's just a kind man. So maybe
mm-hmm.
you and your girls decide to volunteer for like the Poppy Foundation, which is the no-kill shelter for cats. They do
mm-hmm.
a spay-neuter clinic at the end of every month. I think it's the last Friday and Saturday of every month. Wouldn't it be cool for you to bring your girls and volunteer to do that? Now, your
okay.
girls might only be able to pet the cats, but that's
mm-hmm.
okay. And the reason I'm saying that is that you will meet some amazing people that volunteer for this organization. But you're doing something to help, so it's not that you're there with the radar of meeting someone nice. You're actually showing
right.
your girls that by volunteering their heart in some way, they get rewarded back with love and appreciation.
That's awesome. Yes, thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, so I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Stacy. I was wondering if I'm going to meet anybody I'm going to like soon.
Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. What
mm-hmm.
do you do for fun, Stacy?
Oh, a lot of things. I like sports. I like to, you know, go out to eat. I like the beach. I like nature. I love animals.
Okay, so here's where I think you're going to meet the guy. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hiking. I want you to join a hiking group.
Hiking?
Seriously. Hiking. You said you like the outdoors. You like nature. There are a lot of guys out there
yes.
that love to hike. So there's actually two organizations that I'd like to mention to you. First is just look around to see if there's a hiking group or someone that does wilderness preservation where you go out and you clean up and you do that kind of stuff, you know, say one Saturday a month. The other one is there's an organization out there called the Hash House Harriers. You've ever heard of these people?
No.
Okay. The Hash House Harriers is a running, walking group that meets usually once a week. And it's a variety of men and women that get together. So it's hash, like corned beef hash, house as mm-hmm. in, you know, this is my house, house. And then harriers, harriers, which means rabbit catchers. That's what a harrier is, okay? Hash, house, mm-hmm. harriers. Put that in, those words in, with your city. And there's a group in every city. They're a worldwide organization. And it's basically a walking running club that is quirky and fun and amazing for you to meet great people, including
oh, wow.
a nice man. So, like, I'll give you an example. They do what's called a red dress run every year. And they're not raising money for everything, but they actually make everybody wear a red dress and they walk or run in it. So the guys and the women are wearing a red dress on this run. And then there's like a costume Halloween run. And then there's seriously, these people, you don't have to run. If you want to, you can. But a lot of people just walk it. And they're there for the social part of the group. And then once you show up 3 or 4 or 5 times, then you get a nickname. Mm-hmm. And once you get a nickname, that's your nickname with the Hash House Harriers for life. So any city you go to that you travel in, you could actually find out where the Hash House Harriers are meeting on that particular week, and you show up,
mm-hmm.
and you introduce yourself as your nickname. Seriously,
oh, wow.
this is an incredibly fun group, and that's how you're going to meet them, is through doing something in a group activity, which, you know what, you're ready for that love relationship now.
So you see it in 2018?
I see it quicker than that if you get yourself involved in some group. And that one came to mind for me for you, so that's the one I think I was meant to tell you about.
Oh, wow. Okay. I really appreciate it.
All right, my friend.
It.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys. So it's National Psychic Week, which is why I did this special broadcast today on Monday. If you reach out to me between today, August 7th, and Friday, August 11th, and you want my special National Psychic Week phone reading, it's at a super discount right now. So all you do is you go to my website, which is mona.vegas, and send me an email saying I want the National Psychic Week special for a phone session. And as long as you reach out to me before the 11th, you'll get that special rate. In the meantime, have a great rest of the week. I will look forward to talking with you live on Sunday. And, hey, be good.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.